The owner of a Celtic Plaza business in Sydney River says August 29th marked their fourth break-in in four decades. Joy Jewelers posted a Facebook video showing two people wearing dark clothing entering the facility at 7 o'clock in the morning. Store owner Glenn Tuddy agreed to an interview with Coast Radio.
We first got a call from our security people telling that there was a breach in the door and in the motion area, and so they dispatched the police right away, and there was a police gal that was pretty close, so she was there within minutes, and but then my manager is the closest to the store, so she was there shortly thereafter. And because of the smoke machine that we use, at that particular time, they thought there was a fire in the store because there was smoke coming out of the door. But my manager quickly corrected the police, and the fire trucks came and told them, no, there's no fire. It was part of our security system.
And that security system, the manager on a Facebook video that Joy Jewelers posted shortly after the break-in said there was minimal damage because of this technology, the security feature. I believe the manager, Sarah Jane, referred to it as a smoke cloak machine, Glenn, if I recall that correctly. What is that exactly?
There's different versions of it, but it's actually the same kind of smoke that you might see entertainers use on a on a show, live show, or at a stadium, you'll see always this smoke around type thing. And basically, when it's triggered, like it's hooked up to our alarm, it goes off automatically, and it puts really dense, thick smoke into the air. It's non-toxic. It doesn't leave a film or anything. And it reduces visibility down to zero in, less than 20, 30 seconds. You cannot see anything. So it really, when the bad guys see this, they really don't know what it is. And as soon as they start that they can't see much, they definitely turn around and get out as fast as they can.
What kind of evidence do you know of so far that perhaps the suspects have left behind? Did they leave any identifying markers or clues to help the police find out whomever is responsible for this?
Yes, the part of the police unit that the investigators, I guess, or the whatever the team is called, and they came, and one of the suspects cut. It was a female that had her hand that broke one of the showcases, the only one that was broken, but she cut herself on glass while she was trying to, get product into her bag and out of there. So they got, they have a blood sample from her, and they have a fingerprints also from. She had a glove, I think, on one hand, but not sure on the other hand. So I think there might have been some fingerprints.
It's unfortunate, Glenn. A lot of business people would say it's an intrusion on many levels and causes a lot of discomfort for a business owner when there is a break in entry like that. I think this is the fourth time you said this has happened in the past 40 years, but does that feeling of being violated ever go away?
No. And when you own your own business, there's always that in the back of your mind, where you have to be worried constantly about, something like that.
Well, with the economy today, too, and a lot of police agencies, they're expecting and have been experiencing more of these types of crimes because of the economy, and people are getting very desperate to fuel whatever needs they have. And are you concerned more of these incidents will be happening in the future because of that?
Oh, yes, and you see it on the news that people are walking into liquor stores and just grabbing stuff and walking right out. They don't care. They don't hide. They don't rush, or they just grab product and leave. You know, so that's how brazen they are today versus, years ago, you wouldn't see that.
With the technology that we have now, such as this Facebook post, a lot of the community is involved. They feel involved and they feel like they want to help. That could lead to a identification of the suspect sooner. 40 years ago, when you would have opened your business, this technology wouldn't have been available. So do you see that as a bonus, at least when it comes to doing business these days?
Because of that video, and it's gone viral, so we got a lot of comments from people who have given us names to pass on to the police of people they think they know who it is, and more details. So as they gave us the details, we passed them on to the police. So with so many people seeing the video, seeing the car, seeing the two of them fairly close, but even with masks on, they can still be identified. So I think they're definitely going to be caught.
Tuddy says the pair was able to get away with a few pieces of jewelry, but nothing of significant value. Coast Radio contacted local police for a comment, but there's been no response yet. You can see the video footage of the break-in at the Joy Jewelers Facebook page. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.